2 Cor 5.4, verse 4. Indeed, those of us in this physical form do sigh, not because we wish to be naked, but because we long to be clothed anew. With this, he definitively silences the arguments of the heretics, demonstrating that he is not referring to an entirely different body, but to corruption and incorruption. We do not sigh in hopes of escaping our physical form, he says, for we have no desire to shed this covering. Instead, we eagerly seek liberation from the decay within it. Hence, he declares, our wish is not to be stripped of our physical form, but to have it overlaid with incorruption. Then he further explicates this by saying that the mortality within us may be consumed and replaced with life. Because casting off the physical form is seen by many as a harrowing prospect, and his assertion that we sigh, not wishing to be liberated from it, contradicts common perceptions. For if, one might argue, the soul is so aggrieved and sorrowful when it's separated from the body, how then can you claim we sigh due to not being separated from it? To prevent such counterarguments, he clarifies, I'm not suggesting we sigh in anticipation of shedding our physical form, for no one can do that without experiencing pain, as even Jesus confirmed when he prophesied how Peter would die unwillingly, John 21:18. Instead, we yearn for our physical form to be covered with incorruption. For our burdens come not from the physical form itself, but because we are encased in a body that is corruptible and susceptible to suffering, this causes us pain. But when life comes, it eradicates and absorbs the decay, not the body. But how can this happen? One might ask. Don't question it. God makes it possible. Don't be overly inquisitive. Hence he added,